Thank you. Hello. I'm going to talk about the simultaneous estimation of stereo disparity and optical flow. We have a binocular video setup. It means we have two calibrated and synchronized camera observing the scene and producing a stream of stereo images. And the task is to compute this disparity map. Is there a pointer?
The middle button.
Okay, I can show. Just the computer disparity map between between stereo pair and. Okay, thank you. Thank you. And optical flow map between consecutive images. And together with the calibration, this gives us a 3D scene flow. 3D scene flow is a motion field. It means that for each reconstructed point, we have associated its velocity. So how does it work with the scene flow geometrically? We have two cameras and a point in the 3D space. This point projects into the images. And having the correspondence of these two images, we can reconstruct 3D point by triangulation. Then this point moves in time t plus 1 to another location and again projects to the images. And from the correspondence, from the disparity, we can reconstruct the point in 3D. But we need to know that these points belong together, that these correspond. And therefore, we need to compute also the correspondence in two of the images, which is, in fact, the optical flow. So the task is the flowing. We are given points. The point x time at time one, this blue point, and we should compute the point at time t plus one in the next frame where this 3D point moves. It means we have to compute this optical flow and this optical flow in the right image, in the left image. Or we can compute the optical flow in the left image and the disparity in the second frame. Or we can compute the optical flow in the right frame and the disparity in the second frame, which means that these problems are coupled, that we can that they mutually constrain each other, which is good news, because if we have more constraint, that the ambiguous task becomes easier. Before I will explain the algorithm, I'll show you the results such that you have an intuition what you can expect. So this is an input image, left image. Well, there is also right image, but I don't show it. It looks similar. This is the disparity map, color coded. Warmer colors are closer to the camera, and the black color is unmatched pixels. This is depth, in fact. And this is the motion map. This is a horizontal component of the optical flow, and this is a vertical component of the optical flow. Again, color-coded. Blue means that right and down motion. Yellow or red means left and up motion. I can play the video. You can see how the disparity and motion evolves throughout the sequence. So this is the scene flow, representation of the scene flow. So everything relies on a correspondence problem. The correspondence problem is one of the fundamental problems in computer vision. And unfortunately, it is a tough problem because we have a lot of ambiguity. What helps? Apropos constraint, of course, and the mutual constraint between stereo and optical flows. Some spatial smoothness, because neighboring pixels usually have similar disparities. It's true, but not at occlusions or object and motion boundaries, and temporal smoothness, because none of the disparity and optical flow changes abruptly, except for the occlusions and object boundaries. Traditional solution in the literature is to use an explicit regularization. This leads typically to MRF and variational formulation, which is unfortunately typically very computational intensive, and moreover, it produces its very it may produce artifacts which were caused where the prior model wins over the weak data, and this is not suitable for some applications. Alternatively, there are other approaches which are discriminatory based, which just gives up the ambiguous part of the solution and finds only the unambiguous part, and we prefer to do in this way, the discriminatively based. For this purpose, we adopted a seed growing technique. The basic idea of this seed growing technique is that we have a set of initial correspondences, so-called seeds, and the other correspondences are found in a small neighborhood around these seeds. And then these new correspondences are new seeds, and this way the growing process continues. And we have recently developed a seed growing stereo algorithm, not CNFlow, but only stereo to view. Some of the instances was published in PAMI. And we view this growing algorithm as a trade-off between global energy minimization methods and a completely greedy local methods, because the neighboring structure of the solution is not ignored completely. It's the growing process regularizes the solution implicitly. This algorithm is robust against wrong initial seeds, and it's very fast due to the search space reduction. It's n power to 3 goes to n power to 2, where n power to 2 is the n squared is the size of the images. So the exhaustive disparity space is of this size. And the drawback of the algorithm that it doesn't produce fully dense results. We don't match all the pixels in the scene, but only some subset, which is, for many applications, satisfactory. So before I'll explain the scene, how we grow the scene flow, I will give you intuition how the stereo growing algorithm works. So in stereo, we have only two images, left and right, and let's say this is the correspondent seed, which are the seed can be obtained by matching distinctive Harris point, distinctive image features. And the growing process finds the correspondences in the neighborhood of the seed. So let's say to the right, it performs the local optimization of the image correlation, finds the pixel which matches the best. And if the correlation is above a threshold, then this is accepted as a new match. And upward, the same. And again, the same. And these are new matches found, and these new matches become new seed. And again, the process repeats. You can see it for, this is a stereo pair with a seed, and the disparity map is grown. So from a single seed, you can grow a relatively large surface with the scene flow, it's pretty much similar. We have to grow simultaneously disparity map and optical flow. So we have two stereo pairs at time one and time t plus one, and the seed is not a pair of images, a pair of points, seed is a correspondence of four points, so it fully determines the local scene flow, and we are given a disparity map at time t1 from stereo matching or from previous frame, and then the seeds are obtained here. We used in our implementation by matching Harris points and Lucas Kennedy tracker of Harris points to obtain the local optical flows. And then the growing process is the same. So it looks in the neighborhood of the initial seed. The neighborhood is slightly more complicated. You can find details in the paper. But it locally maximizes the correlation. The correlation measures the similarity all three correspondences. And if the correlation is above a threshold, it exceeds the threshold, then a new match is found as before, and it goes this way. And that's it. It's, this is a pretty straightforward extension of this grid, of this stereo growing algorithm, but it works quite nicely. So for the results, we perform a synthetic ground truth experiment to quantitatively evaluate the performance of the algorithm. So we synthetize the plane with textured plane, which was moving, and we contaminated the sequence with noise, and we also blurred the sequence to simulate weak texture. And the conclusion of this experiment is that the simultaneous estimation or joint formulation of optical flow and disparity helps a lot, and the algorithm is better than independent stereo and optical flow. You can find the details in the paper, so I'm not going into details. Some other real results. Again, the same left image disparity map and motion of the horizontal and vertical component of the optical flow. You can notice that the boundaries between objects are well preserved. Then there are no smoothing artifacts. There are no even for the objects which are close to each other in different depth and different motion, that these are not confusing. There are some that the solution is not fully dense, but I believe that for many applications this is enough. Another example, the guy was clapping, and you can see the colors of the hand. Another example is moving camera that was previous was a static camera, and the camera was moving, was mounted on a big carriage and strolled down the street of Zurich. And the result of our algorithm you can find here. So the camera is moving quite rapidly there. The scene is complex. There are many objects in 3D, various motions, pedestrians, the cars, and there are sharp boundaries. The objects are nicely distinguished from the background in depth and motion. So to conclude, I would summarize the properties of the proposed algorithm. It allows large displacement between frames. We have more than 30 pixels in the last sequence, for instance, which is a disaster typically for algorithms, which for the variational optical flow and algorithms, because they assume infinitesimal motion. And another advantage is that the occlusion boundaries are well preserved. This is a problem for algorithms with strong regularization. They tend to smooth out occlusion boundaries. And disparity maps are fairly temporally coherent, and we have a better result than frame-by-frame stereo and frame-by-frame optical flow. You could see some flickering, it's true, but it's really much better than computing frame-by-frame. And the other nice thing is that the algorithm is fast. Our implementation is highly suboptimal. It's still partly in MATLAB, and it runs in this resolution about 1.5 seconds in a normal, quite old PC. And it means that there is not a significant extra cost with respect to a single stereo algorithm. The reason is that low algorithmic complexity, the search space, which has to be found where the correspondences are sorted, is n power to 5. For each pixel, you have to find a disparity, horizontal and vertical optical flow, and it reduces to n squared, and squared is the size of the image. And the drawback is that the results are not fully dense, but semi-dense only. We had an extended version of this algorithm, where this algorithm is incorporated in the pipeline for processing the stereo, with also motion prediction. And we have where in this CBPR paper we have a experimental comparison with other state-of-the-art methods in a scene flow, spatial temporal stereo, and optical flow. Okay, thank you.
Can I have some questions? Yes, please.
Just wondering, did you compare against the Middlebury data sets, and where, if so, where do you rank among the algorithms?
No, in this case, we didn't compare in Middlebury data set because our algorithm does not provide fully dense results, and it's not comparable if you compare only some part of the solution and do not assign this part everywhere. So it wouldn't be fair to compare.
Any other question? Let me ask a question.
Yeah.
So for this, the results are not dense, so, but if somebody needs to have some dense result, do you have any idea how to make it more dense?
Okay, the algorithm has some sub-parameters how to control the trade-off between density and error rate.
Okay.
We preferred for our applications that there are less errors and also less density, which is natural. But you can slightly control it. If you relax the algorithm too much, then you are getting more and more errors and more illusions. And then the one option is of course you can do some loss processing using some other cues. If you know what you are looking at, you can interpolate based on some knowledge. You can learn some interpolation. But this is another way, and another option is, of course, to incorporate the prior and to optimize, similar to the energy minimization methods.
Thank you. Okay, if there is no question, let's thank our speaker again. Thank you.